Hi, welcome to 66 Days, the podcast. 66 being the average number of days it takes to make a behavior automatic. At 66 Days, we believe that you can make fitness a habit, and that means letting your subconscious do all the heavy lifting. Each episode, we'll be diving into one of many topics revolving around fitness, nutrition, recovery, habits, and subconscious reprogramming. If you're new to this podcast, we're stoked to have you. And we highly recommend that you check out our previous episodes to learn more about habits and fitness. For our subscribers and regular visitors, thanks so much for sticking with us and helping make this podcast more awesome each week. If you enjoy what you hear, definitely like, rate, subscribe, and share this with friends and family to help more people learn about how they too can make fitness a habit. I'm your host, W. Mosadia, and today we'll be looking at the domino effect of habits and how even the smallest changes can compound to massive transformations. You're listening to 66 Days, the podcast. Last week, we talked about the importance of identity-based habits and how it's key to figuring out who you want to become before launching into a fitness routine. Doing so would help make it easier to stick to our goals and the routine itself because it aligns with our identity, whereas ignoring it would make us more prone to falling back into old habits after a short period of time. We know you're probably eager to know how to start implementing these changes in your life today. But the last point that we want to drive home is the power of small habit changes and how they compound on each other. Once you absorb this concept, you'll be in the right mindset to start your long-term fitness journey tomorrow. When you think of top athletes, what comes to mind? Cristiano Ronaldo, LeBron James, Serena Williams, Arnold Schwarzenegger. What do these guys have that we don't to be at the top of our league? Agility? Focus, incredible dribbling, or were they just born with these superpowers and genetics? If you were to break apart each of these abilities into the smallest bits, you'll find that these people are no better than you or me. They've simply just mastered a variety of small skills to a point where their brain no longer needs to devote a conscious amount of energy to think about. Let's look at Ronaldo. You think he's focusing on what position his foot needs to be at or how hard to kick the ball when he aims at the top right corner of a net? No, it's second nature. These incredible athletes have dedicated themselves to mastering the small skills in order to become kings at their sport. Skills like running, kicking a ball, positioning yourself, stretching and flexibility, mind and focus techniques, and so on. If you broke down everything you could think about that goes into kicking a ball, for example, and then improving each of those things by 1%, then you will get a significant increase in overall skill when you put them all together. Too often, we convince ourselves that big success requires massive action. Improving by 1% isn't really notable or noticeable most of the time, but it can be far more meaningful over the long run. This is the focus of today's episode, and I have to thank authors James Clear and BJ Fogg for dedicating their lives to figuring out this secret formula to sustaining long-term habits. You can picture this concept pretty well when you look at dominoes. Imagine you line up a series of dominoes so that when you hit one over, it hits the next. But imagine that the dominoes are increasing in size so that it starts really small at one end and ends up being the size of, say, a door by the end. You'd never think that such a small domino could topple a large door, would you? It seems totally undoable, yet you'd be surprised to know that it actually does. If you're interested, go on YouTube and search the domino effect. It's a pretty cool video. Habits work in the same way. They're kind of like the compounding interest for self-improvement, just like money. If you were to master just doing one push-up a day, per se, and then upping up to 2 push-ups a day and so on, before long, you'll soon be doing 50 push-ups a day easy. It's only when you look back after a few months or so that the value of good habits becomes so apparent. And this works in all areas of fitness, not just working out. take nutrition, eat one healthy meal a week, then up it up to two healthy meals a week, and soon your entire diet will be naturally healthy. Try drinking a sip of water every time you eat something or every time you go to a new class in school, then up that to two sips, and soon you'll be consuming the recommended 8 cups a day without even thinking. That's the power of small habits. There's only one caveat, and that's that habits can be like a double-edged sword. As great and as powerful as compounding small habits can be for good purposes, they can equally do the same for negative ones. Remember how we talked about the power of thoughts in our last episode? Negative thoughts can condition your state of being by getting trapped in the thought, feeling, and action loop. Thinking negatively of every situation can toss you down a whirlwind of more negative thoughts. Adversely, thinking positive or being grateful or mindful at every moment can slowly transform you into a happy person. Now, all of this is great and all, but if it was so easy, then why isn't everyone doing this? The reason this is really difficult for us to absorb is because we live in a world of instant gratification. Whether that's Amazon deliveries, Uber Eats, traveling, or just messaging your friends. We want everything now, and we dismiss small changes because they don't seem to matter so much in the moment. And this can be dangerous because this slow pace makes it super easy to let bad habits slide. As you continue to let these habits, like skipping the gym or snacking on that delicious donut every time you pass the bakery, slide, over time, they compound into toxic results. Think of it like shifting the root of a ship at sea. It doesn't do too much to turn the wheel a few degrees for the first few minutes, but an hour later, and you're completely off track. There's this thing that James Clear likes to call the plateau of latent potential, which is like the tipping point of a domino. Habits need to persist long enough to break through this critical threshold in order to become long-term. The reason that most of us fail at making fitness last is because we make a few small changes like go to the gym or start a diet, fail to see tangible results in the first week, and then we stop. We expect these effects to work in a linear fashion, but it doesn't. You have to think of this journey like the melting of an ice cube. For those of you that don't know, ice cubes melt at 32 degrees Fahrenheit or 0 degrees Celsius. Everyone starts at a temperature like 20 degrees or 26 degrees Fahrenheit, but you'll only see radical change once you hit your 32 degrees Fahrenheit. And it's all tied to the small incremental 1 degree changes. Tiny habits are like stored energy until it's time to explode and change. Complaining about not seeing any results in your body or about your energy being high while putting in that work is kind of like complaining that the ice isn't melting when you move the temperature in the room from 26 degrees to 31 degrees. It melts at 32. And this concept, this is what we like to advocate with 66 days. This number is the average number of days it takes to make a behavior automatic. It could be more, it could be less, but it's the perfect number to address how results take time to show. It's the process that focuses on the system of becoming fit and not the goal of having a fit body. All this time, we've been taught to make actionable goals and then do what it takes to get them. The only thing is, goals have an end and they can create this yo-yo effect. Systems are ongoing. Goals are about the results that you want to achieve, and systems are the processes that help you get that result. Goals are the direction, and systems are progress. So forget goal-driven mentality and start looking at the systems that really drive results. If you want to become a strong athlete and look fit, you have to start focusing on eating habits, workouts, how you think throughout your day, and the recovery process. These are the systems. And then break each of these down into smaller sectors and focus on increasing each of these by 1%. Each of these behaviors are like seeds that you need to foster and nourish and grow without checking on it every day. If you were to check a plant that you were trying to grow on the side every day, it wouldn't grow. And it works the same way with habits. Success is the product of daily habits, not one-in-a-lifetime transformations. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week to talk about the first step in forming good habits, and that is identifying your cues. Also, if you like the music that you heard on this podcast, definitely check out musicbed.com for more. Make sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you're hearing this right now. This is 66 Days, the podcast.